is Echo. You are listening to WJFC Agra, Creative Community Magical Radio.
The Wyndham Farmers Market is held every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. in front of Wyndham Local at 5410 Route 23 in Wyndham. You can find out all kinds of information about the Wyndham Farmers Market on the WGXC Community Calendar at WGXC.org, where all sorts of local events are listed. And you can even list your own if you go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event. You'll be read on the radio, just like the Wyndham Farmers Market, which is held every Saturday through October 9th in front of Wyndham Local with meats, greens, honey, vegetables, and more. That's the Wyndham Farmers Market from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. every Saturday on Route 23 in Wyndham.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Fridman Gallery in New York, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
This is Ginger Radio Hour. I'm Justin Maiman. It's a perfect day in the Catskills. I am live from the WGXC Acre Studio. And again, this is the first edition of the Ginger Radio Hour. Today you're going to hear an experiment of sorts, a real collection of inspirations, some music. We're going to also listen to a conversation I recently had with my friend Carol Zimmer about radio and much more, and hopefully we'll have time for a quick walk. But again, this is the first ever Ginger Radio Hour. Thanks for joining. A couple of years ago, I went to the WJXC Record Fair in Hudson, and obviously it was an incredible event. I had a bunch of cash in my pocket. I was excited to buy some records. If you've ever been in a record store or to a record fair, it can also be a little overwhelming, especially if you see all the types of people that are there rifling through the record bins, right? So they're looking for something very specific. They have a real knowledge of what they're looking for. That's not really the way it ever works for me. I don't necessarily know what I'm looking for. I know what I like, but I never necessarily have a record in mind. Anyway, so I was at this record fair in Hudson, and I was at somebody's booth. I think I picked out two albums. I remember for sure that one of them was a Stevie Wonder album. And I decided that that's what I was going to do. I'd buy these two albums, and I went up to the guy, and I gave him the albums. He told me how much it was, and he said, hey, if you like Stevie Wonder, I have an album you have to hear. And I said, all right, that's great. Can we listen? And he was like, oh, actually, we can't listen to it, but you should, and you should buy it. And he's like, just trust me. I said, okay, so what's the album? And he showed it to me, and I'm actually holding it in my hand right now. It has this incredible cover, and it's the musician Wawa Watson, who I had never heard of. But this vendor, this record seller, said, just trust me. I think based on your interest in Stevie Wonder that this is going to work for you. So I said, all right, And then he said, there aren't a lot of these, so it's actually $20 for this album, and that kind of surprised me. But I trusted him. He seemed like a friendly guy. I looked him up and down, and I thought, all right. So I bought my two albums plus this Wawa Watson album. I brought the record home, and this is what I heard.
Yeah.
Man. Pretty good, right? That was Wawa Watson. Song is called Goo Goo Wawa from his only solo album, I think. It's called Elementary. And again, I picked this up at the WGXC radio fair a couple of years ago. Wawa Watson was best known for his guitar work as part of Motown's studio band, the Funk Brothers. These are all things I learned later. But man, this is a great album. And I really wanted this to be my first song that I played on the radio because WGXC led me to it. I'm all about inspirations. WGXC has been one of those for me. By the way, I'm standing up now and I feel so much better. This is the Ginger Radio Hour. I'm Justin. And clearly, people in record stores have changed my life over and over. I was lucky enough to go to Kyoto, Japan a couple of years ago. And of course, all over Japan, record stores, vinyl is a big deal. So we tried to go to as many record stores as possible. And in Kyoto, we happened upon this place that was on a list of kind of the ones that you should check out. It was in a mall. It didn't seem promising from the outside. And I remember it was kind of hard to find. You had to go up these stairs. And then you walked in and it was just this little place. It was called Happy Jack Records. And we walked in and this incredible music was playing. So we were immediately drawn in. And we wandered around the small space for a while and looked through some of the vinyl. And they also had CDs, I think. But it was this album that was playing in the store, which really caught my ear. So I'm going to play that for you in just a moment. But it was a really interesting experience because obviously I don't speak Japanese, unfortunately. And the person who was working there spoke a little bit of English. And so I asked him what was playing and he handed me this album. And so I looked at it for a little bit, and then we kept shopping a little bit. And eventually I realized the only thing I really wanted to buy was this album. So I'm going to let you hear that here in a moment. So the name of the band is Ahsoka, which again was a brand new discovery for me. I think we were there long enough to hear the full first side and then the first two songs on the second side. I'm going to play one of the songs on the second side for you. Ahsoka is a Swedish, I guess what you would call maybe prog rock or psychedelic rock from the 70s. The track here is called If You Feel. And again, this is Ahsoka, another discovery I was lucky enough to make because of great record stores. I'm not Whoa. Can you imagine walking into a record store where you're already feeling kind of like you're in a space which doesn't make a lot of sense for you because you don't necessarily know where to go, you don't know the language, and then you hear that, and I remember just feeling transformed, and I was with my wife, and we both looked at each other, and we said, we have to buy that album. That was Swedish band Ahsoka. The track is If You Feel. This is from 1971. The album that I have is called Ahsoka Mellow LP3, which I think is just a compilation of some earlier vinyl that they had. But anyway, again, that was Ahsoka. You're listening to the Ginger Radio Hour from WGXC Acre Live. My name is Justin. I've been writing and sharing a newsletter every week called Ginger for about the last 2.5 years. And I guess that's now 134 weeks in a row. Seems a little bit incredible to me. But I've been consistent about it, which is maybe what I'm most proud of. Ginger is a collection of ideas, people, places, books, art, music, and all the natural wonders of the Catskills. Sometimes Ginger is just a collection of photos of turtles and foxes that I've seen around the mountains. Mostly, it's my attempt to build a community or find a community. And I think that's what I hope to do here. So coming up, my interview with my friend Carol Zimmer. We're going to talk about why we both love the radio so much. But first, we're going to play some more music. Thank you. That was Duke Ellington and his band. The track Blues for New Orleans from the album New Orleans Suite, recorded in 1970. Before that song, I was talking about community, and I've been thinking a lot about the people in New Orleans and across Louisiana and in and around the state of Louisiana. Many people, as you probably know, still don't have electricity, especially in rural parts of Louisiana after Hurricane Ida. So I wanted to quickly mention some charities and some organizations that are trying to feed people in Louisiana and other states hit recently by Hurricane Ida. And I'll also include these in the show notes. But here's a couple. Feeding the Gulf Coast works with local food banks and organizations to get food, water, and basic necessities to people. Two organizations have teamed up, AirLink and Operation Barbecue Relief, or BBQ Relief. They're preparing meals for locals in New Orleans and, I think, outside of the city. Culture Aid NOLA, N-O-L-A, of course, needs money to help buy more takeaway containers and trucks because they're delivering food to victims of Ida. And then also Second Harvest Food Bank is providing food assistance to families in South Louisiana. So, I've known Carol Zimmer for 15 years. She's a good friend of mine. But let me tell you a little bit more about her and her bio. She's host of the award-winning podcast, Now What? It features interviews with people, all sorts of people you've heard of, like Gloria Steinem, Joe Biden, Jane Fonda, Alan Alda. I've listened to all of those. Carl Reiner, which is incredible. I would recommend that one too. Anyway, the list goes on. She's been doing it for several years now. And she's also interviewed a lot of people from the Catskills, in the Catskills, and around the Hudson Valley. Really interesting people like Lacey Schwartz, Lily Taylor, Elizabeth Lesser, Ruth Reichel, and more. I think there's at least 70 interviews that she's now done for Now What. So she has this long and illustrious career. She's been a reporter for National Public Radio, NBC Radio Network, and Bloomberg News, which is where we met. And she was really kind enough. She was very kind to talk to me earlier this week from her home in Woodstock. I spent a lot of time thinking about the interview that I wanted to feature on the first Ginger Radio Hour. And it became a little bit overwhelming because there's so many people I want to talk to. And I really couldn't decide who should be the first. But I had a discussion with Carol because she has a background in radio and, of course, now in podcasts. And we were talking more and more about the things that we love about radio and audio. And the more I talked to her, I realized that Carol should be the first person that I speak with. And she was very kind to say yes. She even sacrificed part of her Labor Day evening to speak with me via Zoom. I was in Greene County. She was in Woodstock. And we had this really interesting conversation. Lasted about an hour. I'm going to play an excerpt from it. And we talked, so this was Labor Day evening, just as the sun was setting. And as I said, we've known each other for many years, but on that night, she managed to surprise me with a story about one of the first interviews that she ever did. So here we go. Let's listen to my conversation with Carol Zimmer.
So it was my first job out of college, and I was basically promoted because this guy who was the editor, I worked at a magazine called Pageant, which was a magazine which no longer exists, but it was owned by a company that owned like a lot of Hollywood star kind of magazines. And so I was hired as a secretary. But it wasn't long before this guy said, you know, I really like you. I like working with you, but you are really a bad secretary. So I think I better promote you. So he did. And I became an associate editor. And one day I was sitting at my desk and I was kind of bored. And I knew that Salvador Dali came to New York regularly and he stayed at the St. Regis Hotel. So I asked my boss, I said, what do you think? Maybe I could call him and maybe, you know, maybe he'd agree to an interview. He said, well, I don't know. I mean, that sounds ridiculous, but you could try. So I called the St. Regis and I asked to be connected to Salvador Dali's room. And they connected me and somebody picks up and he says, hello? And I said, is this Salvador Dali? Yes. I wanted to interview you. I work at Pageant. Sunday, 6 o'clock, and he hangs up. And I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. You know, this is just nuts. And then I started thinking, oh my God, I was going to a wedding that Sunday. So I had these visions of Salvador Dali, who is this, you know, crazy surrealist Spanish painter, walking down the hallway, holding a leash with a cheetah on one end, because he did have a pet cheetah. I sort of remembered that. So I go to the St. Regis on Sunday at 6 o'clock, and I see this man walking down the hall, walking in the lobby down the hallway, and he's got these mustaches that with the ends twirling upward, and he's wearing a pinstripe suit and a red tie, and he's got a gold tip cane. And I walk over to him, I introduce myself. We sit down and he's with some other woman. I don't know. He said she was a model of his. And the three of us sit down and we start to talk. And he apparently doesn't have a lot of time. So he says, you know, like, ask you questions, you know. So I did. And here's, this is, I thought, hysterical. He was 62 at the time. And he said, I was holding this bouquet because I had come from a wedding. He said, "For me?" And I said, oh, sure. And I gave him the wedding bouquet. And then he wanted me to order a drink, which I did. He ordered water. And then he said, you know, he seemed a little impatient. So I started asking him questions. And he said to me that I am the craze of the best. And he said he had self-diagnosed paranoia. Because at one point he had written, "All I do in a paranoiac rage comes to be." And then he told me he was a genius, but he pronounced it genius. And it was such a crazy conversation, Justin. I mean, it was just wild, you know. He was telling me about installations that he was going to do. And then at a certain point, he stood up and he left. And it was 6 minutes after we had started talking. And it was quite an amazing experience to meet this guy. Of course, he left me with the bill and took my flowers, but it was like, okay, I met a genius. That's all that counts.
And did you write it up?
I did. I wrote that story for the magazine. And, you know, I thought of it like recently. I have it in a bound volume because when I worked there, they gave us these, you know, like 12, you know, magazines in 1 year, and they bound it, and that was sort of a gift. And I looked it up, and it was just crazy, you know. It was crazy to think about him and his muse, Gala, who, you know, showed up at some point in a mink coat, and I was glad I called.
So that was maybe the first time you interviewed a famous Spanish painter. And then, of course, you had, you know, there's not enough time for us to talk about the illustrious career you had. From what I know, a lot of it in radio. But you and I met in TV news. But I would love to try to segue a little bit and just talk about radio, and the ways in which you eventually did get into radio and what you liked about it, why you fell in love with it, and why you still do radio today.
You know, it's funny because my first radio job was at doing a public affairs show for a rock and roll radio station that was the number one rock and roll radio station at the time. And it was a time at which not a lot of women were in broadcasting. And so stations were kind of being pushed to hire more women. So I got hired to do this public affairs show at this rock and roll station. But in those years, everybody came through New York. If they wrote a book, if they were in a show, or they made, you know, an album, they all came through New York. And they'd come to the studio. It was an ABC FM station. It was in Manhattan. So they'd all come through. And I got to interview amazing people. You know, actually, I thought about doing a series called Conversations with Dead People, because so many of these people are now dead, but they were amazing. Margaret Mead, Maya Angelou, Flo Kennedy, Betty Friedan, Isaac Asimov, just people who were in the middle of their time doing amazing things. And that was fantastic. And also, I did a series on women in comedy, and it was the first season of Saturday Night Live, and I went to 30 Rock, and I sat in the hallway with Gilda Radner, and we just had a great time and did this wonderful interview. And then I had Jane Curtin on my show, and Marilyn Miller, who was the first female writer on Saturday Night Live. So I had all of these wonderful people, the opportunity to talk to all these wonderful people. And I really cherish that. And for me, you said it before, you said radio is intimate, and it is intimate. And what I like about it is that people can use their own imagination. If they're listening to you, they're still able to have themselves, you know, to think about something or to, you know, it gives you an in to what you're listening to, but it also doesn't take up every fiber of your being, like I think television does much more, or video. I don't know, do you feel that way?
Absolutely, Absolutely. And I obviously still work a lot in video. But as I said, I really do prefer, I do not pretend to be a video editor. But I really do like audio editing. I'm not very good at it, but it feels very manageable, and it feels, I do a lot of field recordings on my phone, just things that I can play around with. And it's so much more fun for me. And when I do any video editing, it very quickly feels overwhelming and I'm just not good enough at it for it to feel creative. But for some reason, everything in my brain, everything around audio and radio and music and like I said, even just field recordings or sound effects feels much more kind of inspiring for me.
Yeah, and organic in a way, I think. I don't know, maybe. I just always felt more comfortable with audio. Maybe it's because, I mean, I did television for a long time, but I think my connection is really with audio. I think you can get across so much in listening to something that, you know. And I think it's actually fantastic that podcasts have, in a way, saved radio, because people, you know, so much emphasis put on video now. You listen to audio in your car. You obviously can't be watching a video while you're driving. So I think that's great. But I think podcasting has just become such an interesting thing. Of course, everybody's got a podcast, and, you know, there are a million of them out there. But you can, it's so such a low bar to entry. You know, you can just put it out there. You know, you could do it. People do it in their kitchens. They record on their laptop. They put it out on some platform, and there it is. You know, it's, I think it's opened up the field to a lot of people, which it's been interesting. It's interesting.
So while you've been doing these mostly via Zoom over the last 18 months or so, you've been mostly in and around Woodstock, right?
Yes, I set up this little studio in my closet in Woodstock, and I've been talking to people from here. So, and it's interesting because you get to see somebody sitting in their study in Los Angeles, or when I talked to Mark Cuban, he was in Houston or Dallas. I think Dallas, I'm not sure, in this beautiful study that he had. But, you know, just interesting to see a little snatch of people's lives, you know, in their homes, and interesting that they have more time. You know, people's lives have changed because of the pandemic. They don't travel as much. They, you know, they're much more confined. So that kind of connection is really nice to be able to have.
Well, one of the things that I think is very clear when you listen to your podcast is that you're making a connection with people. And we were talking about what is important when interviewing or having a conversation. And there are two things that come to mind that I think you're great at. You don't have to answer anything. This is just going to be a long compliment. One is, you just mentioned, you notice things, right? You pick up on things. You go into somebody's home or their office. You're curious. And then two, you listen to people. And that is so clear, because when you're doing these interviews, we have both worked with plenty of people in our professional lives and maybe other lives, in which when somebody is having a conversation, either they dominate it or they have a very specific set of questions they want answered, and they don't really veer from those, and they don't even pick up on the cues when they should ask a follow-up question. So I think you're an incredible listener, and that comes through. And as you know, that's where all the best stuff happens. It's not necessarily, it is in the research matters, right? And all the prep you do, and it leads you down a certain road. But then the best thing that happens is when somebody is telling you something and you are actually listening to them, right? They finally reveal something, they might not know it, and then you can pick up on it and follow up.
Well, thank you. I that is a really beautiful compliment. And I find the same thing with you. You're a great listener. you really, I feel like when I talk to you, you take in what I'm saying, what other people are saying, and you do not have this drive to push yourself forward in someone's face to let them know you're there. And I find that it's a kind of intelligent reception that I really appreciate about you. So I give you the compliment back.
Thank you. That's very kind of you. Okay, so here's maybe the most important question. Who's the one person you've always wanted to interview but haven't? They can be alive or dead. And it doesn't have to be one if you can't choose between a couple.
So, you know, I was thinking about that, and I would really like to talk to Bill and Hillary Clinton. I would like to talk to Barack and Michelle. And I think it would be really cool to do those interviews, you know, as a couple, because I'm sort of really interested in both of them as a couple and or as couples. And I like James. I've mentioned James Patterson before. He's become friends with Bill Clinton. They both live in Westchester and they've written two books together. And when I was talking to James Patterson, he was saying, well, you know, we went out to dinner with them and Bill and Hillary were holding hands under the table. And I thought, really, that is so interesting, because all this stuff we know about their relationship is, why didn't she leave him after Monica? And they have some kind of arrangement and they don't really have a relationship. And I thought, what do we know? We don't know anything. All we know is this crap that comes out, you know, on social media and, you know, all the stories we know about people. And I thought, I really like that. And I thought, if I could get them in a room together as a couple, I'd be really interested, if they would talk, to hear what they had to say about, you know, looking back on everything that's happened to them. And, you know, not the Monica Lewinsky thing, but the just, you know, meeting in college and, you know, having a life together that was so, you know, has gone on for so long and is so interesting. And the same thing with Barack and Michelle, who I think, I mean, he's 60 years old, you know, he's young, you know, he has a lot of stuff to do in life, and he was president for 8 years, and he's so smart, and they have such a relationship that I'd be really interested in finding out more about. So I think those are some people that I don't really think of dead people that much, but I bet there are a lot of dead people that would be really, really fascinating to talk to. What about you? Who do you want to talk? What's your wish list?
You see what she did there? She flipped it all right back on me. She's a great interviewer, and you can find the Now What podcast anywhere you listen to podcasts. It's everywhere. I do have a long wish list of people in and around the Catskills that I hope to talk to on Ginger Radio Hour this fall. I'm keeping the list right now on my phone, and I just looked at it this morning. Right now, there's 21 people on there. Carol was one of them, so I guess there are 20. But I also hope to talk to all of you who are listening. I definitely plan on doing some call-in shows as soon as I figure out the technology. It's very easily done, but I'm pretty new to this, so give me a couple episodes. But I definitely want to have some call-in shows and find out what inspires all of you. Here's an artist that has always inspired me. Prince. When you think you might just have 1 hour on the radio, you try to get everything in. So that was Prince. That was Pop Life. I'm forgetting the year right now, of course. Of course I am. But man, Prince, Pop Life. So I'd like to try an experiment here. We have just a few minutes left. I want to do two things, so I'm... Let's make sure that this works here. Okay, so I want to be a good radio host. And I want to make sure that I give you a chance to know what's coming up. So this is Ginger Radio Hour on GXC, live from ACRA. I'm Justin Maiman. Up next at noon, 12 p.m., in a couple minutes, is the Sugar Shack Jukebox. So GXC is all about experimentation, which is one of the things I like so much about it. So I wanted to try something with you. I wanted to see if we could go for a walk together. Today I'm not going to try to do a live walk. Instead, I took a walk on Monday night, right after I talked to Carol, and I recorded it. I was actually in the Cairo Cemetery, and it was a beautiful night. It was pretty dark at that point, very crepuscular, and here's what I heard. I'm going to start walking in a moment. You can hear those trucks coming off the mountain. Air brakes. Man, it was a beautiful night. That's me walking in Cairo Cemetery on Labor Day. I want to take a quick moment to thank everybody at WGXC, Galen and Tom and Lynn, who really made this dream come true for me, and I feel very lucky. And I feel very lucky to have a chance to talk to and with all of you. I think community radio is very important. So please check out the show notes for Ginger Radio Hour. You can find links to Carol's Now What podcast, to the Ginger newsletter, which is also at justinmaiman.com, and, of course, to the music I've played today and the charities.